Hello, K-Drama enthusiasts! Welcome back to K-Drama Junkies! Today we're diving into the delightful roller coaster of emotions, The Greatest Love. The Greatest Love is a 2011 romantic comedy that continues to hold a very special place in my heart. The kid was amazing. Yeah, it was pretty cool. We just saw it again, and it has an 8.1 on my drama list. That's amazing. That's like, wow, yeah. I mean, I will give it a 9, but whatever. Go ahead and vote. Now, The Greatest Love, it will take us on a hilarious and heartwarming journey through the entertainment industry of Korea, offering, okay, South Korea, thank you. Yeah, South Korea, offering a very refreshed perspective of the life of celebrities and the challenges they face, especially in this country. The story is around, I want to say this right, Aung Jung, yes, a former member of the now disbanded girl group National Treasure Girls. And here's the thing. When I saw it the first time, a couple of years ago, we watched it, but when I saw it the first time, I could not get out of my mind the magazine National Treasure. Oh, I was thinking about the Nicolas Cage movie. No. Well, I don't know the movie when it came out, but I was thinking about the magazine. Yeah. Now, Aung Jung is struggling to maintain her relevance in the entertainment world.
She's having a hard time.
She is, yeah. But her life takes a dramatic turn when she crosses paths with Dogo Jin, I don't know how to say it. Dogo Jin, a narcissist actor. Okay, a narcissist actor. And Jung Pin Jo, the kind heart doctor. So it's a love triangle. All three of them are like our main characters. The series is filled with laughter, tears, and very unexpected twists. Yeah. One of the show's highlights is the impeccable chemistry between the main cast. Aung Jung is this lovable underdog that viewers can't help but root for. And Dogo Jin, he provides the comic relief and depth, but his character evolves from a very arrogant celebrity to someone who is capable of love. Yeah. What about the doctor, Jung Pin-jo? He has the touch of sincerity and warmth, creating a classic romantic tension that will leave us without knowing who to root for. Yeah, two equally compelling love interests. Now, The Greatest Love masterfully balances comedy moments with heartfelt emotions. Yes. But again, something that I really appreciated on the show is that
it's going to make you search for that tissue in the night. Crying.
I didn't cry. I mean, it was, I don't know. It was good. Yeah. But the drama primarily focused on the romance and comedy. Yes. But it also offers you a glimpse of the harsh realities of the entertainment industry. Yeah. It's just light on the pressures that is faced by celebrities, especially by BTS. No, honestly. I mean, sometimes I was watching and for a while I wanted to be an actor when I was a kid, really, yeah, and just watching this, I was like, nope, you know what, I'm very happy with my life right now. A lonely otaku. But I understand what you're saying, just the public opinion, yeah, the challenges of maintaining a personal relationship, and at the same time being on the spotlight, yeah, it's hard, yeah, this layer, you know, it adds depth into the story and give viewers perspective on the character's life. And I really, really enjoy that. The Greatest Love, I mean, if you're new to doramas, K-dramas, you definitely need to watch this one. Because again, I watched it years ago and I rewatched it, and wow, what a great story. It's very unique and a must watch. I really love the ending, the unexpected ending where he was addressing the viewers. That was pretty cool, yeah. And the Iron Man story. You know what? Now that you say the Iron Man story of the show, you know, in the show, the song, yeah, the song. When I saw it the first time, it was my ringtone on my cell phone. What a loser! I like when I believe he was looking for the shoes and the donation box. Oh, that was good. Yeah, when he went with the kid. The kid was amazing, guys. Yeah, I mean, great story. Yeah. What else? That's a wrap-up. Okay, that's a wrap-up, guys. Thank you for watching. Let us know if you watch it, if you like it, and keep spreading love to the Korean drama and the fans out there. Yeah, exactly. So we'll see you next time. Yes, bye.